Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that Noble Gold is the best investment class for 2022. Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds, gold outperformed them all in 2022. So what are you waiting for? Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold. Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments, and there are thousands of five-star reviews. If you're not ready to invest, download the Noble Gold Investment Gold Investment Guide by going to x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle against the dreaded holiday weight? If so, you'll be glad to know that 52% of U.S. adults are with you. Over half Americans say they're trying to lose weight this new year. One of the best ways to help fight the battle against dreaded holiday weight is with the amazing keto powder. By helping promote elevated levels of ketones, it can help you take control of your cravings, appetite, while supporting your weight management goals at the source with just one scoop a day. Help fight the dreaded holiday weight with 51% off. Plus, receive several bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half-off sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later. Let's talk about our health. Low levels of collagen show up in more ways than one. Although sagging skin and wrinkles are the most common that come to mind, did you know that your nails, hair, joints can also be signs of low collagen levels as well? One of the quickest ways to help combat low levels of collagen is to supplement with a high quality collagen supplement. And there may not be a better choice than with healthwithx22.com, which uses five critically important types of collagen to help provide your skin, hair, nails, and joints with nutrients you need. Look the best this coming spring and summer season for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half-off sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3004, and today's date is February 22nd, 2023, and the title of the episode is Deep State Just Lost the People, Deep State 2024 Election Plan, Trump Knows the Playbook, Game Over. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the Deep State, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, one thing they didn't count on, and that was the long game. Actually, just think about what the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, the deep state players do. They put everything in motion, and they don't care if it takes a long period of time. When they needed to move the entire system off the gold standard, they started to prepare a new system in the 60s. They knew eventually they were going to have to shift everyone off of the gold standard and go full fiat. Now, once that began, they knew eventually what was going to happen is that their system was going to break down over time. We're going to see the devaluation of the currency. Manufacturing wouldn't be able to stay here in the United States. And we would need two people working. We would have to go onto credit, because this is how you cover up the devaluation of the currency. Now, they knew all of this. They knew they were going to have to put everything into motion, and they started to set these things up. The deep state players, they played the long game, and they do this on purpose so nobody sees what's happening. It's done over time, and it's done very, very slowly. Now, let's take the other side to all of this. Trump, what he did, and not just him alone, he did the same exact thing. He knew it was going to take some time to actually start to reverse and destroy everything that they put into place. So while he was in the White House in the very beginning stages and throughout his time in the White House, he put certain things into motion. Now, he knew that if he put it into motion, it would need to take a lot longer than just 4 years. It would probably need 8, maybe 12 years. Really think about that for a second. So if you need that amount of time and you need certain things to happen, so there, the deep state system, the central bank system would be destroyed, what do? Do you put the resident in there to help out? I do believe so. Now, the question is, what did Trump do to destroy the globalists over a long period of time? Well, I think we already know this. Remember when he placed tariffs on Europe, tariffs on China and sanctioned China? Well, it seems that now, as years have passed, we're starting to see something else. Remember when he put all the tax cuts into place? Well, in the very beginning, you couldn't notice anything. But think about it. How many years has it been now? It's been what? A couple years, 4 years, 5 years since that went into place? Think about all these things he did. Now, why did he do them? Did he do it for that moment? Or did he know that he needed time for these things to actually work? And I do believe this is exactly what he did. And we'll be discussing that a little bit later. But first, let's look at the economy right now because it's completely breaking down. And we know the people are having a very difficult time. Credit card debt has reached about $1 trillion. And people are using more and more credit as time goes on. And you have to really think about the central bank system because this is the way it works. Their system breaks down. The value of the currency is absolutely worthless. And people have to resort to credit. That's exactly what we're seeing now. And the other thing that we're seeing, and we've been told to look at California, is California is completely falling apart. And it seems that Gavin Newsom, he underestimated the California deficit by $7 billion. Remember, these individuals are just used to getting funding, and they just waste the money. They money launder the money. And once they're out of money, they're going to say, okay, we need some more money. And this is exactly what they're doing out in California, but it's catching up to them right now. And it seems they're going to be put in a very difficult position because Gavin Newsom, he projected a budget deficit of about $22.5 billion. And it may have been too low by $7 billion. And this is according to a report by a nonpartisan legislative and analyst office, the LAO. So right now, it seems that he's in trouble. He doesn't have enough money. Now, remember, they're letting all these illegals in. They're trying to put all these diversity, CRT trainings. They also want to pay out reparations. How is this going to play out in the end? Remember, there are about 500,000 taxpayers that are fleeing the state. And more is on its way, which means they're not going to have a tax base, which means they won't be able to pay for the illegals. They won't be able to pay for all these programs. And he's going to come up short. Now, of course, what he's going to do, he's going to go to the federal government saying, I need more money. They'll probably start fires out in California to say, hey, look, we have these fires. It's destroying everything. We need some money. I wouldn't be surprised if we see that in the next couple of weeks. But he's having problems out there. The same problem is going to happen in New York. Because these two states right now, we can start to look at the other states, especially those that are pushing the same exact agenda, they're going to really start to fall apart. And I do believe the people are starting to realize this and the people are starting to understand there's a very big difference between these blue states that are pushing these type of agendas and the red states. And as they keep pushing, they're going to destroy their states. And it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. And the other thing that's very interesting is that the reality is going to be hitting the illegals and they're going to start to realize, hey, where's all our free stuff? How come we're not getting this anymore? And this is going to be very, very interesting how this all plays out, because once all that money runs out, once they can't make ends meet, and I'm talking about those government officials that are in California, this is going to become very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we know that the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they're going to be pushing this, and they're pushing the CBDC, which is the central bank digital currency. And it's the same thing that they were doing during the pandemic. They were pushing the vaccine passports. They had meetings with each other. They started to implement it. And then they started to realize, whoa, this is not what we thought it was. And the people started to protest and the people started to push back. And the people said, absolutely not. Well, the same thing's happening with the central bank digital currency. Right now, the EU bankers, they're going to discuss the creation of a centralized digital currency. And they're doing this within a meeting. So the central bankers across the European Union are going to meet in Finland. And there, they're going to discuss the creation of a Eurozone-wide digital currency. And the meeting will involve the vast majority of the senior figures within the European central bank scene, with the heads of all 20 central banks in the Eurozone to be in attendance, as well as six members of the European Central Bank's executive board. Now, remember, the central bank digital currency, this is not a benefit to the people. The central bank digital currency is programmable. It's centralized, which means there's a central controller, and the central controller can lock people out of their accounts. They could stop people from spending their money. They could stop people from getting to their money. Now, the people of this world, they're going to understand and realize that this is not a benefit to them. Just like they realized that the vaccine passports were not going to be a benefit to them. This is why we saw protests throughout Europe. And did it work? Absolutely not. They tried to push it here in the United States. Did it work here in the United States? Absolutely not. And I do believe that the people, they're going to wise up. They're going to start to realize what's going on. And the people are going to have this decision they're going to have to make. And they're going to push probably a different decision, because it's very easy to go into the central bank digital currency, and it'll be very easy to go into Bitcoin. And I do believe when the pressure mounts and the people start to look at what they're trying to do, I think the people are going to say, you know something, this is something that we don't want. I don't think the people are just going to sit by idly saying, yes, we will go with the central bank digital currency. Because to usher in the central bank digital currency, the central bank needs some type of an event. They're not just going to wake up one day and say, okay, everyone switch. Go back to 1971. When we came off the gold standard, they didn't just say, hey, by the way, we're just going to switch right now. Is everyone okay with it? They needed some type of an event. They needed something to happen where people said, holy crap, there's speculators in the market. The price of gold might, you know, go down and the currency might drop. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. So maybe we should do what they're saying. Maybe we should come off the gold standard just for a little while to make sure everything balances out and everything calms down. Well, that little while turned out to be forever. And I do believe what they're going to try to do once again is they're going to try to push this event. Now, when this event comes, I do believe the Patriots will have the ability to actually use the crisis to their advantage. I do believe that Trump, he plays the long game. He prepares everything way, way in advance. And he waits. And he waits. And he lets it percolate. He lets it grow. It's almost like planting a seed in the ground. You plant the seed, you water it, and everyone goes, ah, look, nothing's happening. See, I told you, it's not going to grow. It's nothing's happening. Well, if you wait and you keep watering it, all of a sudden, that seed starts to grow, and all of a sudden, it pops through the dirt, and people can see it. And all those people who are saying that nothing's happening, why isn't something happening? The other people are saying, well, look, there is something happening. It just took time, but now it's growing. I do believe this is exactly what Trump is doing. He planted the seeds long ago, and once those seeds were in the dirt, they were being watered. No one saw what was really happening. No one believed anything was happening. But I do believe he did it on purpose. And if you actually look at China and you look at the manufacturing out in China, what did Trump do back in 2019? The Trump administration, they imposed tariffs on China. And with these tariffs, what did it do to the manufacturing in China? And remember, during this period of time, the people's way of life in China has been getting better and better and better. They're making more money, which means the manufacturing costs are going up. But since Trump placed these tariffs on China, what started to happen out in China? Well, it looks like Many of the manufacturers started to move out of China. Many companies have moved production out of China or plan to do so. In April last year, for example, Apple began manufacturing its iPhone 13 in India at a site owned by Foxconn. Kasera, one of the largest chip component manufacturers in the world, believes China can no longer play its role as the global factory amid heavy sanctions from the United States, and the company has begun shifting production to other places, including Japan. And we're starting to see other companies like Samsung. They shifted production to Vietnam back in 2019. And we're starting to see many others. Amazon has shut down its Kindle facilities in China and now produces Fire TV devices in India. Footwear brand Dr. Martens has been reducing its manufacturing dependence on China since 2018. The company shifted 55% of its total production out of the nation. So I do believe what Trump has done is he set the stage, and companies are starting to move out of China, and this is going to accelerate as time goes on. The globalist system is completely being destroyed, and yes, the pandemic helped with this. And I do believe as the crisis approaches and as Trump comes back into the White House, I do believe he's going to set up tax incentives that we've never seen before to bring companies, manufacturing, back to the United States. But once again, he needed to set certain things in motion to have the company say, you know something, we shouldn't be in China. So if they move to India, if they move to Vietnam, they're out of China. But the rest of the companies, and maybe even those companies out in those other areas, they might see the tax incentives. They might see other incentives and say, you know something, it's time to move back to the U.S. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump is planning to do, to bring companies back here to the United States. And I do believe he's playing the long game with everything else. Think about his tax cuts. Years went by until actually you saw the benefits of it in the economy. Now they're starting to expire. I do believe this is a trap for Biden. But you can see that he plays the long game. He puts certain things into motion and he just waits. And he shows the people, look, you see everything that I put into place? You said nothing was going to happen. You said it was a waste of time. It's going to destroy the economy. Well, the opposite actually happens. And I do believe this is exactly what he's doing with the economy. It's the long game. How do you destroy the central bank system? How do you bring manufacturing back? Can you just do it? Or do you have to set certain things in motion? And I do believe this is exactly what he's doing. Just like a seed that you plant in the ground, like we said before, he planted the seeds and he just needed to wait. He needed to wait until the seed started to grow, started to sprout out of the dirt. And this is what people now are witnessing. The people now are seeing something very, very different. And they're seeing that whatever he put into place is actually working. Now, if Biden does the opposite to all of this or pulls the plant out of the dirt, yes, we're going to see things completely fall apart. So actually, Biden is kind of trapped in all this. And Trump, he has all the leverage and is already preparing for the future. And I do believe he's done a lot more behind the scenes. Think about all the other regulations that he's removed because he put into place for every one new regulation, you have to remove like something like 8 of them or something like that. And then think about the trade deals that he renegotiated. All of this was done on purpose. One, to show the American people, look, if Biden reverses this stuff, it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. Two, if we keep these things in place, he was right. And we can see that this is exactly what's happening right now. And I do believe as we wait, the people are going to see more and more, and they're going to realize who's destroying the economy and who's building the economy. And I do believe this is becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And wait until you see Trump put out solutions about the economy. He already started with the energy. He's going to actually expand on this as time goes on. Let's talk about our health. Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle against the dreaded holiday weight? If so, you'll be glad to know that 52% of U.S. adults are with you. Over half Americans say they're trying to lose weight this new year. One of the best ways to help fight the battle against dreaded holiday weight is with the amazing keto powder. By helping promote elevated levels of ketones, it can help you take control of your cravings, appetite, while supporting your weight management goals at the source with just one scoop a day. Help fight the dreaded holiday weight with 51% off, plus receive several bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half-off sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind. If you aren't fully satisfied, order now and thank me later. Let's talk about our health. Low levels of collagen show up in more ways than one. All those sagging skin and wrinkles are the most common that come to mind. Did you know that your nails, hair, joints can also be signs of low collagen levels as well? One of the quickest ways to help combat low levels of collagen is to supplement with a high-quality collagen supplement. And there may not be a better choice than with Health with X22.com, which uses five critically important types of collagen to help provide your skin, hair, nails, and joints with nutrients you need. Look the best this coming spring and summer season for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half-off sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind. If you aren't fully satisfied, order now and thank me later. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they have completely lost the people. Every move the Biden administration makes, every move the deep state makes, every move Obama makes in the basement, everything that they're trying to do is actually working against them. I mean, really think about this. We have Biden who's out in Ukraine. We have Trump who's in Ohio, in East Palestine. He's with the American people. Biden is out in Ukraine checking on Nazis, checking to make sure that human trafficking is still intact, making sure nobody has any information on the biolabs, even though Russia does, checking on the money laundering schemes, while Trump is in East Palestine talking to the people, handing out water. I think the people at this point are realizing who is for the people and who is not for the people. And every time they make another move, it's only going to hurt them. I'm talking about the deep state players. There is no coming back from this. And I do believe they already know this. That's why they don't care. Remember, they're part of the criminal syndicate. They already know the people aren't with them anymore. They lost the narrative. They lost Twitter. Nobody believes the fake news anymore. And they're just going to actually push their agenda like we've never seen before. Really think about this. We've been told, and we can see it firsthand, that this is an information war. When you have already lost the information war, does it matter anymore to actually put out the information to make you look like you're in the, you know, you're in a good light? It makes no difference anymore. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots have done here. Because if you strip the deep state players of their propaganda, if you strip them of their control, if you strip them of all of this, and actually this latest move really stripped them of a lot, do the deep state players care anymore where they want to make sure that the people are with them? No, they don't, because they know they're no longer in control. So if they're no longer in control of the news, if they're no longer in control of the narrative, what will they do? They will go full speed ahead with their agenda, and they don't care if the people notice it or not. Really think about that for a sec. Did Trump and the Patriots completely set them up in all of this? Absolutely. Because Trump, the Patriots, they wanted everyone to see their moves. How do you do this? You strip the control of the narrative away. You strip the control of the fake news away from them, where they were actually controlling the narrative. You strip away Twitter. You introduce Rumble. You introduce True Social. You introduce all these other things where people can get their information. And once it's all gone, they don't care about holding the narrative and making it look like, you know, we're one of you guys. We're just an American. We're trying to do the right thing. At this point, they really don't care anymore. And now they're going to show you everything. They're going to show you their entire plan. And that's exactly what's happening. They're showing the people of this country everything. Now, let's take this a step further. Since they know the people are no longer with them, the people are no longer believing their narrative, do they care about votes? No, we know this for a fact, because back in 2020, we know that Biden got 80-something million ballots. He didn't get 80 million votes. So you think, moving towards 2024, do you think they really care about the votes? I mean, look what happened out in Ohio. I mean, it was MAGA country. The Biden administration, the deep state players, they knew this. That's why they didn't want to send help. Who cares what happens to them? Hopefully they all die. That's what they were thinking. Let's be realistic about this. That's exactly what they were thinking. Why do you think Biden went out to Ukraine to check on his Nazis, to check on his biolabs, human trafficking, money laundering schemes? Because they don't care about the people, and they especially don't care about those people that voted for Trump. And that's clear as day. So if they can't get the votes in this country, what do you think they're going to do in the 2024 election? Yes, we know they're going to cheat, just like they cheated during the 2020 election, just like they also cheated during 2022 midterms. Now, how are they going to cheat? That's the thing we need to find out. Think about what's building and think about what the World Economic Forum says. And I do believe there's many different agendas associated with this. But think about it. The World Economic Forum said in the next 2 years, we're going to see a cyber attack. Well, what's in the next 2 years? Oh, wait, that's the elections. Then we have Biden in Ukraine. Trump is letting us know that they're moving us towards World War III. When do you think this is going to happen? Do you think it's going to happen tomorrow? Or do you think it's going to happen closer to the elections? So if you start to put these things together, you have a cyber attack going to happen in the next 2 years. They're going to have a scare event like this war that is building. Do you think they're going to try to use this to manipulate the elections? Now, once again, we've been through wars before. We've been through wars in the past. We didn't change the elections. If you go back to World War I, World War II, nothing was changed. We still had the elections. The difference this time, I do believe, is going to be the cyber attack. And I don't think the cyber attack is going to make us, you know, delay the elections or stop the elections. I do believe the deep state players are going to try to use this to manipulate the elections, just like they had the pandemic. They used the pandemic to do what? Manipulate the 2020 elections. What did they do? They brought in the mail-in ballots. They brought in the drop boxes. Now the pandemic is going away. It's actually pretty much gone. And no one really cares about the pandemic. And I don't believe they can use the pandemic again, even though they're going to try, continually try, because Big Pharma wants you to get the jab. But I don't think it's going to work this time around. So I do believe they're coming up with a completely different plan. One is war, plus add cyber attack to the war, blame it on Russia. I do believe they're going to try to use something like this to manipulate the elections. Now, does Trump and the Patriots know about this plan? Are there countermeasures in place? Yes, we've been told about this for a very, very long time. We know that Black Eye protects us. We know that we have communication devices already set up for all of this. And yes, I do believe this is going to block out communications in the continental U.S. And we have other things that are already in place to make sure that we are protected. Now, I do believe Trump, as he's pushing the idea that we're heading towards World War III, it tells me that he knows all about this. Just like we were being told in the very beginning of the pandemic that they're going to use the pandemic to manipulate the elections. Now, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they knew this. They knew it from the very beginning, but they needed time to have the resident in there. I do believe Trump plays the long game. And he puts certain things in motion and he realizes that, listen, I can't repair this country in 4 years or even 8 years. I'm going to need more time. And I do believe he put the resident in position so he gets this time. And during this period of time, it wakes a lot of people up. It allows him to do what he needs to do. Because really think about what he's accomplished already. He already woke the majority of the country up. He's already turned the tables on them with the 16-year plan because now the people can see everything. Remember, they don't even care if people are seeing it. They don't even care if people know the truth because they've lost the people. They've lost the narrative. They never cared about the people. So the deep state players, they really don't care anymore. And Trump, he's gaining momentum. The people are behind him and it's gaining and gaining and gaining. And yes, he's following in the footsteps of Andrew Jackson. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this and what he's doing down in East Palestine and how he's helping the people out there. And we're going to be talking about this a little bit later. But first, we can see that there are other things that he put into place. In the very beginning, when he ran for president, he said he wasn't handing over his tax returns. And I do believe this was done for the long game because he needed this to be done where the Supreme Court ruled, yes, he must hand over his taxes, which means it set a precedent, which means it will be used later on. Now, everyone expects as soon as the ruling, you know, comes down, hey, We should get everyone's tax returns right away. But remember, we're still waking up a lot of normies. We still need to put things into place. And I do believe he's setting this up to be used later on. And it's not him that's going to come out and say, I order the taxes from Biden. No, everything is set up. The tools are there. And he wants it to be done organically by other parties. Who's releasing the information from Twitter where the government was involved in violating our constitutional rights and they were censoring us and creating a narrative? Oh, that wasn't Trump. It was Elon Musk. Interesting, isn't it? What about the investigations that are going on right now? Is it Trump handling the investigations? No. It's Durham on one side, and we have the House investigating on another side. And now they have certain tools that they can use in their investigation. And I do believe they're probably going to be using it against Biden because Paul Sperry just put out something very interesting on Twitter, and he said the following. Breaking. IRS 990 filing revealed that the Bidens added ex-FBI chief Louis Free to the board of directors of the Beau Biden Foundation after Free pumped $100,000 into a trust fund for Joe Biden's grandkids. Free, who's Irish, referred to Biden as dad in emails found on Hunter Biden's laptop. Next, he says IRS records reveal donations grants to Beau Biden Foundation mysteriously surged to $3.8 million in 2020 as Biden ran for president from $693,000 in 2019. And $535,000 in 2016, the 501c3 hides its donors. House oversight is probing anonymous Chinese gifts to UPenn Biden Center. Now, really think about this. Think about what Trump set up. He's playing the long game. Can the taxes be ordered from these foundations? Can they also be ordered from the Clinton Foundation? How about Obama? How about the rest of the people? I do believe so. And I do believe the House now has the tools it needs. Think about if they were having this investigation without these tools. How do you think it would go to prove their case? It'd be very, very difficult. So I do believe there were certain things that were put into place and certain tools that were set up to assist everyone. Another tool is Trump declassifying all the material on all these people. Now, he just can't hand it out to the people, but within a certain period of time, when the time is right, the people can order it using the Freedom of Information Act request, which means they can get this information. I do believe they're going to be getting this information to back up everything else that's going on. And all of this will happen at the right moment. And yes, I do believe Durham, he's ready to pounce very, very soon. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see with Judge Kavanaugh, they put him through hell. They had all these women come out talking about rape and sexual assault and everything like that. But we've come to find out, not really surprising, that Judy Monroe Leighton, one of the three women accused now Justice Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault, was found to have lied during a congressional investigation and is now being charged with making materially false statements and obstruction. Now, according to the Beltway report, a letter written by Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley made a criminal referral against Monroe Leighton, who admitted that she just wanted to get attention. She also admitted that an anonymous letter she sent to then-Senator Kamala Harris describing a graphic sexual assault by Kavanaugh and a friend was not written by her, despite her original claim of being Jane Doe from Oceanside, California. So these people lied, and they used this lie to get attention? I mean, this is just absolutely unbelievable. And really think about the other individual who sold a book. And now it's turning out that these people lied. And we're going to find out that these people have been lying to us the entire time. I think we all know about this, but I think this information is going to continually come out and we're going to start to see this spread across the deep state players. And people are going to start to realize, and I'm talking about all the normies, that yes, these people have been lying to them from the very, very beginning about almost everything. And the people are going to be looking at these people in a completely different way. But you have to remember, you have to bring these people into the fold because a lot of these people, they don't think like this. They don't think that these people could be that evil, that devious. They think they're like them, like, you know, honest, hardworking. And it's very difficult to understand. And a lot of people can't wrap their brains around it. And this is why this information has to be introduced very, very slowly. And I do believe this is why it's a drip, drip, drip. and not a flood, because people just wouldn't be able to handle this type of information. Just like the information's coming out about January 6th with all these, you know, 40,000 hours of tapes. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Rasmussen, they did a poll, and it seems that the entire push of the deep state to make white people feel bad is not working. And their entire push to make it seem like, oh, yes, this is America. It's the land of opportunity. We should just let all the illegals in over the border. The people aren't buying what they're selling. Yes, it is the land of opportunity. Yes, it is great to have people come into this country, but they need to go through the proper process. They need to be vetted, because why would we want to bring in 3 million criminals? Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that Noble Gold is the best investment class for 2022. Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds, gold outperformed them all in 2022. So what are you waiting for? Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold. Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments, and there are thousands of five-star reviews. If you're not ready to invest, download the Noble Gold Investment Gold Investment Guide by going to x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. What happens if it's 3 million pedophiles? Does anyone want 3 million pedophiles in this country? How about 3 million gang members that murder people? Does everyone want that? This is why you just don't have open borders. This is why these people need to be vetted, because you don't want to flood the country with criminals. Oh, wait, isn't that what Joe Biden's doing right now? Oh, that's right. And this is why the people are angry. This is why the people are saying enough is enough. And that damn wall is looking pretty darn good. That's what people are saying. But Rasmussen, they did two polls. The first poll, they asked people a question. Is it okay to be white in America? And 70% agreed with the statement. Yes, it's okay to be white in America. 12% disagree or strongly disagree. And 17% of the survey sample doesn't know. So most of the people say, yes, it's okay to be white. So the deep state, the fake news, the corrupt politicians that have been pushing this idea that it's not okay to be white, that white are domestic terrorists, it's not working on the people. This is what happens when you wake people up. Now, they also asked a question, whether black people can be racist too. And of course they can. Every race can be racist. It's absolutely ridiculous. But 79% of the respondents said, absolutely yes, that blacks can be racist. Chinese can be racist. Anyone can be racist. Now, the other poll was very interesting too, because they asked questions about illegal immigration. And one of the questions was, has illegal immigration made your schools worse or better? And the people of this country said, 37% say it got a lot worse. Another question was whether illegal immigration has made their healthcare system worse or better. 38% say it's gotten worse. And the other question was whether illegal immigration has made your local job market worse or better. 34% say it has gotten a lot worse, the job market, since the illegals are being let into this country. And remember, these things take time, and you're going to see these percentages start to move up. Because remember, when Biden first started to live in the White House and he opened the borders and illegals started to come in, did people really notice a difference? Not really. But as time went on and more came into this country and they were moved around the country into certain areas, people started to notice. And this is why these percentages started to move up, because as time goes on, and time is an amazing thing, people see the truth. And sometimes you just can't have it happen as soon as you do something. Just like if you put a seed into the dirt and you cover the dirt and you water it, the plant doesn't grow in the next second or so. It takes time. Trump, he knew he needed the time. He knew he needed to play the long game. And that is what we're witnessing right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that everything is pointing to Biden, the Clintons, Obama. And yes, the truth is going to be coming out. We already know that Clinton is behind the Alpha Bank hoax. We already know the FBI is behind the Steele dossier. And yes, Clinton's involved with this. And yes, it's going to lead up to Obama. And we can see that they're also involved in the Uranium One scandal and everything that's happening out in Ukraine. But the other thing that's very interesting is we are continually seeing people die that are involved with the Clintons. And Bill Clinton's special advisor, Mark Middleton, back in May of 2022, he died. Remember, he signed Jeffrey Epstein into the White House several times. And they finally released the report on how he died. And this is very interesting. They said he shot himself in the chest, and then he had an extension cord tied around his neck and attached to a tree. Now, the thing that's really weird about this is that if he used a shotgun, I mean, think about it. I guess it's a sawed-off shotgun because it's very difficult to hold it up to your chest. I guess he's hanging by the tree with the cord around his neck, and then he took the shotgun and then shot himself. I don't know why he needed to shoot himself too, if he's hanging himself. And when the police started to search around, and again, they're holding back the photos and things like that, they found three boxes of buckshot and a gun case in his vehicle, but no weapon. Isn't that odd? I mean, if you're hanging there and you shoot yourself, where would the weapon go? Are you saying that someone came by and took the weapon but didn't search through the car and take the ammo? That doesn't make sense. Something here doesn't make sense. But the other thing that's very interesting, since this story came out, all of a sudden, there were five people on board a plane that crashed near Clinton National Airport. There are no survivors on the plane. Now, we don't know who's on the plane, but I do believe this is very, very interesting. And we're going to have to see how this all plays out. Now, there is another thing that's very interesting, and we'll be talking about a little bit later, is that there was a fire at a Uranium One plant. I mean, is this all a coincidence? I don't think so. Just like what happened out in East Palestine. Is that a coincidence? Did that train just derail and there was just toxic chemical that fed right into the drain that went right into the Ohio River that contaminated everything in a state that supports Trump? Really think about this for a second. No, it doesn't make sense whatsoever. And now what we've come to learn is that 1 million gallons of contaminated water were excavated from the Ohio train derailment site. I thought all of this was safe to drink, but now they're shipping away the water, you know, millions and millions of gallons of water they're taking away. Something isn't right here. But think about the optics right now. Trump, he visited East Palestine. He is for the people of America. He's visiting all the people around town. The mayor was bringing him around. Biden flies overseas to make sure the biolabs, money laundering, human trafficking operation is still intact. Can people see the difference? Biden is also out there telling everyone, hey, by the way, since I'm out here in Ukraine, we're going to use all the taxpayer money and we're going to set up pensions for all the people in Ukraine. What about all the people in Ohio? Where's Pete Buttigieg? Oh, wait, he's too busy going to parties in D.C. He's too busy doing that. Now, since Trump made the announcement that he was going to East Palestine, and now that he is there, what changed? Well, remember, from the very beginning, Biden said, yeah, we're not sending any money out there. FEMA said, we're not doing anything out there. It's not really a disaster. We're not touching it. Pete Buttigieg wouldn't even mention it. And as soon as Trump mentioned something like this and actually went there, what happened? All of a sudden, FEMA got involved. All of a sudden, Biden said, okay, we're going to send some money out there. All of a sudden, the EPA is now involved with the Norfolk Southern Railroad. This is what real leaders do. They go out to the disaster site. They say, we're going to tackle the problems and we're going to help the situation. Fake leaders run off to their lair out in Ukraine to make sure all their criminal syndicate operations are still intact. But Trump, he forced Biden's hand. And as soon as he did this, I'm talking about Trump going to East Palestine and Biden going to Ukraine, the deep state lost the people. It's game over for them. And you can tell they just don't care because they know they no longer control the narrative. They know the people aren't with them. They know that they used 80 million ballots trying to convince people that he got 80 million votes. But they know, who cares about the people anymore? We can't convince them. They're awake right now. It's game over for that type of scenario. We're just going to have to proceed with our agenda and push very hard. And who cares? Who gives a damn what the people say? And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they were counting on this. Because how do you wake up the rest of the country? Really think about this for a second. Misty G put this out on True Social. And this is a picture of Trump at Ohio with all the people standing around him. And President Trump says, no more excuses. East Palestine needs help and answers. And he hopes Biden has some money left after returning from Ukraine. Because think about how much money he brought over to Ukraine. Actually, we the people's money. We're paying for his criminal syndicate out in Ukraine. We're paying for neo-Nazis. We're paying for human trafficking. We're paying for all of this. Really think about that for a second. And now the people are awake. But look what Trump did. Trump, he delivered truckloads of bottled water. John Roark, the CEO of Blue Line Moving, transported the pallets of water to East Palestine. And they brought in 13 pallets of water, which comes to over 14,000 bottles for the small town. So they would have some drinking water. This is what a real leader looks like. This is what a leader looks like that is for the people. And at this point, people can see the difference. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see it's getting worse and worse for Joe Biden in regards to Nord Stream. Because now we have Germany, we have China, we have Russia. They're all at the UN Security Council, and they're debating what happened with the Nord Stream pipeline. And Russia is out there saying that the US is not interested in an independent investigation of the attack on the Nord Stream pipeline, which kind of tells you everything you need to know. Every time the deep state players, and that's who really they are, they're not the representatives of the people of this country. They're the deep state players. And when they don't want an independent investigation of what happened, that shows their guilt right there. And Biden actually said something very interesting when he was in Warsaw and he was talking to the people out there where, you know, out in Warsaw or Ukraine, we're going to be sending money to the people of Ukraine. We're going to help them with their pensions. We're going to set them all up. Hell with the people out in the United States. Who cares about them? But he did say something very interesting during his speech. And Flash put this out, and this is what he said. Putin thought he could use energy as a weapon, but no, we mobilized and reduced our dependence on Russian energy resources. Did Biden just admit that he blew up the Nord Stream pipeline? Because what does that really mean? They reduced the dependence on Russian energy resources. How else did he do this? Except with the Nord Stream pipeline blowing up. It sounds like he just admitted that they did it. And this is why they don't want the independent investigation. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that things are really building up because China right now is saying that they're on the side of Russia, they're joining forces to defend national interests, which means they're going to be behind them in regards to Ukraine. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They know that the deep state players, they're bringing us down this path to World War III. It might even be a scare event with nuclear weapons. And yes, like we said before, they're probably going to try to use this with the cyber attack to try to manipulate the 2024 election. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But what's very interesting is that there was a fire that broke out at a uranium processing facility in Tennessee. Now, this is building 9212, is listed on the Department of Energy website as a uranium processing building built in 1945. This is where the Manhattan Project was. The building serves as one of the primary chemical processing and enriched uranium production facilities at Y-12. It is set to be replaced by the end of 2025. So there was a fire there where they have uranium. That is very interesting right now. Because if you really think about it, are they trying to push a nuclear war and we just happen to have a chemical processing and a rich uranium production facility go up in flames? Is this just a coincidence or was this planned? Well, it looks like it's planned. Now, we can also see that Kim Jong-un right now, he is firing ICBM missiles. He's flexing his muscle. And actually, during Trump's time in the White House, what happened there? Trump had peace. Kim Jong-un had peace with Trump. They wrote letters back and forth, and he stopped firing missiles. Now, all of a sudden, he feels threatened by Biden, and all of a sudden, he's firing missiles again. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if this was part of the strategy of Trump, where Biden comes in as the resident, and now they're having war games in South Korea. North Korea's getting nervous. They're firing their missiles. And now Biden has to deal with Ukraine and has to deal with North Korea and everything else that's happening. Trump, he put out a truth on Truth Social. He said the following: Kim Jong-un of North Korea, who I got to know and got along with very well during my years as president, is not happy with the U.S. and South Korea doing big training and air exercises together. He feels threatened. Even I would constantly complain that South Korea pays us very little to do these extremely expensive and provocative drills. It's really ridiculous. We have 35,000 in jeopardy soldiers there. I had a deal for a full payment to us, billions, and Biden gave it away. Such a damn shame. Absolutely. And we can see right now that all of this is happening at the same time. Remember, the tables have been turned on Biden, on Obama. Let's talk about our health. Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle against the dreaded holiday weight? If so, you'll be glad to know that 52% of U.S. adults are with you. Over half Americans say they're trying to lose weight this new year. One of the best ways to help fight the battle against dreaded holiday weight is with the amazing keto powder. By helping promote elevated levels of ketones, it can help you take control of your cravings, appetite, while supporting your weight management goals at the source with just one scoop a day. Help fight the dreaded holiday weight with 51% off, plus receive several bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life before their half-off sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind. If you aren't fully satisfied, order now and thank me later. Let's talk about our health. Low levels of collagen show up in more ways than one. Although sagging skin and wrinkles are the most common that come to mind, did you know that your nails, hair, joints can also be signs of low collagen levels as well? One of the quickest ways to help combat low levels of collagen is to supplement with a high quality collagen supplement. And there may not be a better choice than with healthwithx22.com, which uses five critically important types of collagen to help provide your skin, hair, nails, and joints with nutrients you need. Look the best this coming spring and summer season for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half-off sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind. If you aren't fully satisfied, order now and thank me later. They thought they had it made. They thought, oh, we're going to push the 16-year plan, and now everything is out in the open. People can see exactly what they're doing, and it has been accelerated. And they're at the point now that they don't care, and they're going to push very, very hard, which means the people are going to wake up like we've never seen before. Now, we know that the Biden administration and Obama and others, they would like to hand over our sovereignty to either the UN or the WHO or both, because during Obama's time, he was trying to do this with the UN arms treaty. And we see Biden right now, he's doing the same exact thing. And this is with the WHO. And we know that the Senate has to agree to this. They have to vote on this. So Cognitive Carbon put this out and it says the top 10 reasons to oppose the amendments to the international health regulations. Change from advisory to mandatory. Change the overall nature of the World Health Organization from an advisory organization that merely makes recommendations to a governing body whose proclamations would be legally binding. No, we don't want that. Number two, potential rather than actual emergency. Greatly expand the scope of the international health regulations to include scenarios that merely have a potential to impact public health. No. Disregard for dignity, human rights, and freedoms. Seek to remove respect for dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms of people. Allocation plan. Give the Director General of the WHO control over the means of production through an allocation plan for health products to require developed states' parties to supply pandemic response products as directed. Mandatory medical treatments. This is number five. Give the WHO the authority to require medical examinations, proof of prophylaxis, proof of vaccine, and to implement contact tracing, quarantine, and treatment. Number 6, global health certificates. Institute a system of global health certificates in digital or paper format, including test certificates, vaccine certificates, prophylaxis certificates, recovery certificates, passenger locator forms, and a traveler's health declaration. Absolutely not. Number 7, loss of sovereignty. Would empower the emergency committee to override decisions made by sovereign nations regarding health measures and would make the emergency committee's decisions final. Number 8, unspecified potentially enormous financial cost. Redirect unspecified billions of dollars to the pharmaceutical hospital emergency industrial complex with no accountability. Number 9, censorship. Greatly expand the World Health Organization's capacity to censor what they consider to be misinformation and disinformation. Number 10, obligations of duty to cooperate, creates an obligation to build, provide, and maintain HR, IHR infrastructure at points of entry. And who needs to stop this? We the people. Every single person needs to call their senator. Tell their senator, absolutely not. The people are not going along with this. And this is how we're going to need to stop this. And once again, the people are going to have to take back this country. The people are going to have to step up because everything that the Biden administration is doing, everything Obama is doing in the basement, they're showing the entire population they are not for the people. And this is how the people need to start pushing back and pushing back very, very hard. And we need millions and millions of people calling over and over and over. And we can see that everything is not going too well for the deep state players. Everything is backfiring on them. The tables are turned on them. And people are starting to realize the truth. Remember during the 2020 riots where we had BLM and Antifa out there and they set up an autonomous zone called Chaz out in Seattle? Absolutely ridiculous. And the mayor was out there or the governor was out there saying this is the summer of love and allowed these individuals to set up shop. And a lot of the businesses were burned down, broken glass. People couldn't go to work. Well, the city of Seattle right now, they have agreed to pay $3.6 million in damages to business owners who brought a suit after the deadly 2020 Capitol Hill autonomous zone damaged their business property and violated the constitutional rights. And their group had originally been seeking $2.9 million. The city has until March 3rd to pay the sum as part of a settlement revealed last week. Now, I do believe these individuals who allowed these people to set up, they should also pay. This will teach them a lesson. And what's very interesting about all of this is that it was revealed after the occupation that Seattle officials, including former mayor Jenny Durkin, yeah, she's the one that said Summer of Love, former police chief Carmen Best, and fire chief Harold Scoggins deleted thousands of text messages from their city-owned phones regarding the zone, including communications with the infamous warlord of the autonomous zone, Raz Simone. Ari Hoffman put this out on Twitter and said the following: always fun getting back public disclosure requests showing that local officials were coordinating with the warlord of the occupied Seattle. So the text messages show that they were communicating and they were involved in all of this. And they tried to delete it to pretend that it never happened. These people are criminals like we've never seen before. And they're all over this country. Remember, these people weren't elected. These people were installed. And I think people are seeing this very, very clearly. And you know what else they're seeing? What's happening out in January 6th? Because there are more and more videos that are being leaked right now. And it's going to get worse and worse for Pelosi, the Capitol Police, the FBI, and the rest. DC Drano put this out and said, did you know the Columbus doors at the U.S. Capitol are 17 feet tall, solid brass, and weigh 10 tons each? They're impenetrable. So the question is, who gave the order to open these doors and allow the people in? Then we've come to find out that Ray Epps once again was involved in hurling a sign at the police, and it was caught on video. These are the things the deep state players, Nancy Pelosi, Jamie Raskin, Adam Schiff, and the rest didn't want you to see. Then DC Drano put this out. He said, wait, what's this? New body cam footage from January 6th, MPD discussing how they set us up. Let them take the Capitol, the police said. This is why they don't want more January 6th footage released. This police officer was saying, holy crap, look what they did. They set us up. This is ridiculous. We don't have the resources. Who set them up? Was it Pelosi? Was it the FBI? Was it both? Because remember, Trump, he said, listen, you could have the National Guard. Nancy Pelosi, she was in charge of the security there. And this is just the beginning. Really think about it. There, now this is on video showing that, hey, we were set up. Look what they've done here. There's no way we could stop any of these people. They wanted this to happen. This is what they were trying to hide from the people the entire time. And everything that they're doing is completely falling apart. Even what happened out in Georgia with the grand jury. Because now we have this grand jury forewoman. She's going from fake news to fake news, and it's not looking good. Actually, all these indictments that they say they have and everything, these are going to be dropped because this person's going around making the rounds, and this does not look good for this case. Trump, he put this out and says, oops, Georgia's Get Trump grand jury forewoman accidentally confirms the recommended charges are bunk. So she even admits that, yeah, these things, that's not going to work. We really don't have a case here. And she's making the rounds. Actually, Daniel Bostic put it out and said, this is real. It isn't parody. This is the lead juror from the Trump grand jury. Hans responded to this and says all they needed was someone with semblance of modicum of sanity to try and make this latest witch hunt look somewhat legitimate. But they couldn't even find such a person. TDS is extremely destructive, and she's a nut job. And now she's making the rounds, and everything that they've been talking about with this Georgia grand jury is completely falling apart. Actually, what's very interesting about this is that CNN analysts say that the talkative grand juror could taint the prosecution of Trump allies. It's completely falling apart on them, and they can't save this. Not at all. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is that Biden still hasn't made a decision about running in 2024. They said he was going to make a decision in February. Now they're pushing it off till April. So this is going to be very interesting as we move forward, because as we know, Trump down in Texas said that the 25th Amendment was going to come back and haunt Joe Biden. And we can see already he put out a truth about getting some type of mental competency test. So I see that something is about to happen. And it seems that he's putting this out there, and we're going to have to see it play out. But I do believe that we are moving towards some type of an event, and they're going to be saving most likely Jimmy Carter for this moment. Now, Jimmy Carter, we don't know when he's going to pass away. They're probably going to hold this news back, and they're probably going to use this as a distraction to actually clog the news cycles. This is exactly what the deep state does. And what's very interesting, and Stormy Patriot Joe put this out on True Social, Trump was being interviewed, and he said, Jimmy Carter, we wish him well. Now, he was talking about classified documents and things like that, but it's very interesting that he mentioned Jimmy Carter, that we wish him well, which means something is about to happen. We know that Jimmy Carter is going into, he's being taken care of via hospice, and we know he's not doing well. We know he's very old, and we know he's going most likely going to pass away very soon. But I do believe the deep state, what they're going to do, is they're going to probably try to hold this, or they will hold this back, because they're going to use it for an event that comes up. So this way they can clog the news cycles. Now, it might be bombshell information coming out from January 6th, because we could see that's on deck. Durham might come back into the picture and they might want to stop that. Or it might be the House, all their investigations. There might be bombshell information coming out of there, or the Hunter Biden laptop. All these things are on deck right now, and most likely they're probably going to use Jimmy Carter to actually clog the news cycles. And we'll have to watch this very carefully, because we know once something drops, we might see something else drop that will try, where they'll try to clog the news cycles. Now, what's very interesting about everything that we're seeing is that we know the deep state players, they have lost the people, especially with this last thing with Joe Biden going to Ukraine and Trump went to East Palestine. They see who the true president really is, and they see who the criminal really is. And especially with all this information coming out about Biden, they're not going to be able to actually convince the people that they're good people. And this most likely is why they're going to probably take out Joe Biden in the end. But they also know that they can't win the election. not the same way they did it during 2020, where they used the pandemic. And they know the pandemic, well, the people are tired of this. They're not really believing this anymore. And I don't believe they're going to buy another pandemic. And I do believe they are now leading up to most likely World War III and actually add on a cyber attack. And it's very interesting that the World Economic Forum said in the next 2 years, we're going to see this. I do believe they're going to try to use this, yes, to probably manipulate the election in 2024 somehow, some way. And yes, they're going to use the cyber attack and most likely war for other agendas to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, to shut down communications. I do believe all of this is going to be involved, just like the pandemic. The pandemic was used for what? To manipulate the elections, to try to usher in the Great Reset, because they told us this is exactly what they were doing, to control the population and have them injected with a bioweapon. So are they going to try to do this again with World War III? Trump is already letting us know that, yes, this is coming. He already sees it coming, which means he already has countermeasures in place. Remember, he's a planner for the long haul, and he puts certain things into place to make sure that everything is ready for when something happens. And we also know from the Q post that a cyber attack most likely is going to happen, and we are protected and we have countermeasures in place. And we already know the World Economic Forum, they already admitted that they're going to try to do something. Now, of course, they didn't say it's going to be them, but we all know the truth here. When they start to announce something like this, it's really them pushing. And I don't mean Klaus Schwab is going to be behind the computer punching in the keys to send over some code to hack everything. They have certain things in place to actually push this. Now, I do believe this is something they're most likely going to try in 2024. And I do believe Trump is already setting everything up and warning the people that this is coming, because they know they can't win this election without cheating one way or another. And right now they don't have the pandemic. They don't have the mail-in drop boxes, the mail-in ballots and the drop boxes. They don't have any of these things. So they need something else where they can cheat. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're prepared and ready for this. And think about it, as time goes on and as people see more and more of what the deep state's all about and they lose the people, this is going to be very, very difficult for them. And I'm talking about the deep state players. It was difficult for them in 2020. It was difficult in 2022. 2024 is going to be nearly impossible. So they need something big and large. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots are prepared and ready for this. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that Noble Gold is the best investment class for 2022. Real estate, crypto, stocks, and bonds, gold outperformed them all in 2022. So what are you waiting for? Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of clients buy real physical gold. Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments, and there are thousands of five-star reviews. If you're not ready to invest, download the Noble Gold Investment Gold Investment Guide by going to x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. Do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle against the dreaded holiday weight? If so, you'll be glad to know that 52% of U.S. adults are with you. Over half Americans say they're trying to lose weight this new year. One of the best ways to help fight the battle against dreaded holiday weight is with the amazing keto powder. By helping promote elevated levels of ketones, it can help you take control of your cravings, appetite, while supporting your weight management goals at the source with just one scoop a day. Help fight the dreaded holiday weight with 51% off, plus receive several bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life before their half-off sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later. Let's talk about our health. Low levels of collagen show up in more ways than one. Although sagging skin and wrinkles are the most common that come to mind, did you know that your nails, hair, joints can also be signs of low collagen levels as well? One of the quickest ways to help combat low levels of collagen is to supplement with a high-quality collagen supplement. And there may not be a better choice than with healthwithx22.com, which uses five critically important types of collagen to help provide your skin, hair, nails, and joints with nutrients you need. Look the best this coming spring and summer season for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses, including VIP health coaching for life, before their half-off sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. The best part is you have 60 days to change your mind if you aren't fully satisfied. Order now and thank me later.